One form of drudgery led straight into another as Sur Ayla helpfully reminded me that it was my day to clean up the kitchen following the midday meal. I hadn't been at it for long before I noticed that Barb was in there with me, just following me around, making no move to help, which irked me at first. Yet another case of his almost perfect social cluelessness. But once I got over that, I decided it was better that way. Some things were easier to do alone. Communicating and coordinating with others was often more trouble than it was worth. Many tried to help anyway because they thought it was the polite thing to do or because it was an avenue for social bonding. Barb's thinking wasn't muddled by any such considerations. Instead, he talked to me, which, in my view, was preferable to being helped.
"Orbits are about as much fun as what you are doing," he observed gravely, watching me get down on my knees and reach elbow deep into a grease-choked drain.
"I gather that Grand Sir Alma has been teaching you about such things," I grunted. Drain cleaning made it easy to hide my chagrin. I hadn't learned about orbits until my second year. This was Barb's second month.
"A lot of X's and Y's and Z's," he exclaimed, which forced a laugh out of me.
"Yes," I said. "Quite a few."
"You want to know what's stupid?"
"Sure, Barb. Lay it on me," I said, hauling a fistful of vegetable trimmings up out of the drain against the back pressure of 20 gallons of dammed-up dishwater. The drain gargled and began to empty.
"Any slime could stand out on the meadow at night and see some satellites in polar orbits and other satellites in orbits around the equator and know that those were two different kinds of orbits," he exclaimed. "But if you work out the X's and Y's and Z's of it, guess what?"
"What?"
"They just look like a lot of X's and Y's and Z's, and it is not as obvious that some are polar and some are equatorial as it would be to any dumb old slime looking up into the sky."
"Worse than that," I pointed out, "staring at the X's and Y's and Z's doesn't even tell you that they are orbits."
"What do you mean?"
"An orbit is a stationary, stable thing," I said. "The satellite's moving all the time, of course, but always in the same way. But that kind of stability is in no way shown by the X's and Y's and Z's."
"Yeah, it's like knowing all of the theorics only makes us stupider,"
he laughed excitedly and cast a theatrical glance over his shoulder as if he were up to something incredibly mischievous. "Alma's having you work it out in the most gruesome way possible," I said, "using Saint Lesper's coordinates so that when she teaches you how it's really done, it'll seem that much easier." Barb was dumbfounded. I went on, "Like hitting yourself in the head with a hammer. It feels so good when you stop." This was the oldest joke in the world, but Barb hadn't heard it before, and he became so amused that he got physically excited and had to run back and forth across the kitchen several times to flame off energy. A few weeks ago, I would have been alarmed by this and would have tried to calm him down, but now I was used to it and knew that if I approached him physically, things would get much worse.
"What's the right way to do it?"
"Orbital elements," I said. 6 numbers that tell you everything that can be known about how a satellite is moving."
"But I already have those 6 numbers."
"What are they?" I asked, testing him.
"The satellite's position on Saint Lesper's X, Y, and Z axes. That's 3 numbers. And its velocity along each one of those axes. That's 3 more. 6 numbers."
"But as you pointed out, you can look at those 6 numbers and still not be able to visualize the orbit, or even know that it is an orbit. What I am telling you is that with some more theorics, you can turn them into a different list of 6 numbers, the orbital elements, that are infinitely easier to work with, in that you can glance at them and know right away whether the orbit goes over the poles or around the equator."
"Why didn't Grand Sir Alma tell me that to begin with?"
"I couldn't tell him because you learned too damned fast. But if I tried to be overly diplomatic, Barb would see through it and plane me." Then I had an upside. It was my responsibility, just as much as it was Alma's, to teach Fids the right stuff at the right time. "You are now ready to stop working in Saint Lesper's coordinates," I announced, "and begin working in other kinds of spaces, the way real grown-up Theors do."
"Is this like parallel dimensions?"
said Barb, who apparently had been watching the same kinds of spielies as I had before coming here. No. These spaces I'm talking about aren't like physical spaces that you can measure with a ruler and move around in. They are abstract theoretical spaces that follow different rules called action principles. The space that cosmographers like to use has 6 dimensions, one for each of the orbital elements. But that's a special purpose tool, only used in that discipline. A more general one was developed early in the Praxic Age by Sondhemne. And I went on to give Barb a calca about hemmed spaces, or configuration spaces, which Hemne had invented when he, like Barb, had become sick of X's and Y's and Z's.